like to call to order the Evansville Metropolitan Planning Policy Committee meeting. First, we have a couple of guests, Antonio Johnson, who you're going to hear from later, and Joyce Newland, who's from, they're both from Federal Highway. They've been with us for a couple of days, and you'll hear later what they were here for. I also would like to introduce a new board member, Joe Kiefer. I believe he's an appointment of the county commissioners. Welcome. First item on the agenda is election of officers. We need a chairman and a vice chairman. I'll open the floor for nominations for chairman.
Mr. Chairman, I nominate Jack Horn.
Second.
Any other nominations?
Mr. Chairman, I move that. Yeah, there you go. Thank you. Second.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Opposed? Anyway, looks like I'm good for another year. We also need a vice chairman who can participate when I'm not here, so.
Which is rarely.
Mr. Chairman, I nominate Russell Sides to be vice president.
Second.
Any other nominations? I'll move that the nominations be closed.
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? You're it, Russell. Okay. The first item is the approval of minutes from the previous meeting.
Motion to approve.
Second.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Same sign. Old business. Pam, you're doing project updates.
There's one in there.
The 54 documents have been revised to direct comments of the Lucy Lyndo, and the document will be presented to Lyndo for review on January 5th. On page 2, the Evansville Farm Inventory Logistics Project, phase 2, the contractor, the construction contractor, has mobilized and has begun obtaining funds. Vandover County Project, Columbia Delaware Bridge over Sugar Creek, work on the environmental document is proceeding. Work County Project, Lincoln Avenue Phase 3, pre-construction meeting was held on January 12th. Oak Grove Road is Phase 3. Right-of-way activities are continuing. 42 properties have been secured. And the pavement design has been submitted to ENOP, and that submission was made on December 14th. In Aurora Trails, the Capitol School Project, the consultant contact has been accepted. And there is an update that I have to say.
Any questions? Thank you, Pam. This year, it looks like you get the next one.
So the last month of the year, we presented the draft ideal subject for amendment. And this amendment, we are doing this amendment to add a fix for 41 traffic surveillance standards on US 41. And we have consulted with our local partners to decide if they have any comments or questions, and we did not receive them. So we are asking for your approval for the IDS architecture amendment.
Any questions? Entertain a motion for approval.
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Same sign. Thanks, Fisher. Moving on to new business. Antonio, it looks like you're next.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, Thomas Gore. As I said earlier, I'm Paul Johnson. I work for the Federal Highway Administration in the Evansville division. Last couple of days, myself, along with a couple of other folks down here certifying the appeal process. What I'm about to give you here is just a very high-level preliminary assessment of the review. Some things It will be not some things, I will go into detail because they are important. At the end, I explain to you all where we go from here and then take questions. All right, we're, so with me doing a review was myself, of course, Joyce Newman, and Bernadette Dupont, who is from Federal Highway Kentucky Division. We also have someone from Federal Transit Administration, Susan Burke. So those two individuals can't be here, they're heading back, it's a little bit late, and they have a lot of other stuff that they need to do, so that's the reason I'm here. Let me first start, I know we got one new person, but anybody who wasn't part of the first certification review that you feel good, and kind of just give you kind of a little bit about what that certification is. So, Evansville, Indiana, over 200,000. So that means that Evansville is a transportation management area. Because of that, we, federal government, has to come in every 4 years and certify the process to ensure that it's in compliance with federal regs, which is 203 colored federal regulations. And what we're looking at is, you know, their major products, how to interact with the community, how they implement their improvements, the improvement that you all hold on. And so, for those who are new and really don't really know what transportation plan is, this is a very high-level definition. Transportation plan is basically looking at the issues in your area, transportation issues, which also includes the transit, and really trying to come up with some solutions, short-term, mid-term, and all the way out 20 to 25 years. I can tell you this right now, without any doubt, that this NPO, meet all those, they are in compliance of the transportation rates. So you don't have to worry about that. They are great. So you might want to give them a round of applause. But in all things, you know, there are always areas of improvement. And so I'm going to kind of talk about those right now. Now, bear with me. It's been a long day. So all I have is my notes. All right?
Long today.
And I pretty much linked everything in three different areas. Things that we can, that you really should commend them on. Now, I go through those. Some opportunities. Now, when we see the report, the opportunities are probably going to be best practices, recommendations, and a couple other more things. But for this conversation right here, we're talking about opportunities, areas where we can improve. Right? And then, I hate to do this, but I got to think about training. And so we will talk about that. So let me go through the great stuff first. Let me just start with this. The finance of this NGO and the way they handle their business. I mean, let's be honest, you can't do anything if you don't take care of your money. It is great. I mean, I don't know any other exciting word I can use other than saying it is great. Throughout this process, our finance folks back at Indy looked at everything from invoices, how they pay claims, how they manage their money, and every test that we ran came back good. And so that is to be commended. Another thing is, for those who haven't been under the rock, we've been having a lot of continuing resolutions. Well, my experience has shown me that in times where you have a lot of continuing resolutions, sometimes it's very difficult on a metropolitan claim organization because they only get so much money. What we learned these last couple of days is that even in spite of that, this NPO has been able to push forward full steam ahead without having any type of financial setback. That is awesome. I mean, that's better than me and my checkbook, so that needs to be submitted. Other things that we'd love to commend them on is the COA or COA. What does COA stand for?
Comprehensive Operations Analysis.
Okay, so what this is an NPO recognizing that there are some gaps in training and putting together a document that tries to set steps to address those gaps. This is something that we don't really see across Indiana. And so that is to be commended. That is an awesome resource for you all. we hope that you haven't already, that you all take that resource and utilize it, because that is something that really don't see a lot. And the fact that they were able to put their resources together and come up with that is also a patent. So that is to be commended. The bike ped implementation, what that is you all's trails, the sidewalks, and the work that's being done on that. We did a tour yesterday and we saw so many places for opportunities and so many opportunities that the NPO jumped over. And that was amazing. Where they have bike size, particular thoroughfares to incorporate those bike ped things are amazing. That shows us that there is there is motivation from you all as decision makers, and not only that the NPO is looking at all citizens in the area, whether they're in a vehicle, riding a bus, or walking and biking, and saying, look, we're going to make some facilities that benefit all. And that doesn't happen everywhere. Sometimes that is very difficult conversation to have with cities and counties. But in saying that also, I think that we can also commend you all, the representatives of the cities and counties here, because you all have worked with the NPOs to implement that. And we understand without you all, these goals would not have been successful. But regardless of how many things we give, that is something to be commended. US 41 fits. Last time I was there, I think you all was talking about US 41 fits. This was an opportunity where the NPO and MNOT and KYTC came together and said, we're going to address US 41. Doesn't always happen that smoothly. And so because it happened that smoothly, that is to be commended. The other thing, the transportation demand model. We saw so many examples yesterday where the NPO had, had some ideas crossed in from, their cities and their counties about a particular facility that needed some improvement, and they were able to use data to show what type of improvements that facility actually needed. That is a good use of money. That is an efficient way to use money, and that is something to be commended. And then they really do believe in long-range planning. At heart, the base of what an NPO is an organization that is long-range planning. They have really looked out and provided you all with a great blueprint on what your future could look like, if you take certain steps, and that is to be commended. A lot of regions don't do that as well as this NPO does, and so it's none of the kudos. But those are all the good things. Here are the opportunities. Money. We did notice some opportunities in there. Title VI, which is your civil rights and the environmental justice. Now, this is in no way saying that the NPO is not doing these things. The opportunity is better documenting. What you don't want to happen, which has happened in other places of the country, is someone who feel that, maybe they were not treated right using the lack of documentation to put you at risk. And so we've talked about that. NPO has already started correcting those things as we were sitting at the table talking with them. So this opportunity could potentially be a something that we feel that should be commended. We all understand NDOT really, really do a really good job. But there's an opportunity to improve how they communicate to the public, and we feel that the NPO is a great vehicle for that. Yesterday, we heard a lot about my facility versus state's facility versus local facilities. The regs are, you have a metropolitan area, and in that metropolitan area, you have an NPO, you are. And so, even though from a financial standpoint, different funds come from different places to address those issues on those facilities, the NPO is still that source of information as it relates to their transportation system. And that also includes training. And so, what we are essentially saying the opportunity is, there's an opportunity for better data sharing. So much of the stuff that the NPL can be commended on in terms of their pavement, maps. What is missing in a lot of those things are the state facilities. As a public is not going to say, okay, I only want to ride on local roads, or I only want to ride on state roads. They're going to say, look, I got to get to work. How quick can I get there and which way I'm going? It doesn't matter who roads they're on. And so better integration of their data sharing would help out this tremendous thing. So now comes training. I'm not a training person. However, I am the team lead for this education review. What I say today, it won't be the official position. There will be more information coming through coordination with my FCA partner, which is Ms. Webber. I say that to say this. We got two comments last night verbal, and we got several comments written. And it behooves not only the NPO, but the transit provider to, at the very least, entertain those comments. What we found was an NPO that has done a really, 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 really amazing job of trying to provide the resources to truly analyze whatever transit gaps that this region might have. What we did not find was transit providers who was really accepting some of those resources that the NPO has provided. We already know we're telling the transit provider what they should take and what they should do, but we recognize that there is a gap, and we recognize the NPO is doing a great job of trying to identify those gaps. So our recommendation, well, this is not a recommendation nor a correction of action, because that will come from FCA. But our suggestion is that there has to be some improvements to have transit take the information from the NPO, work with the NPO to truly address the transit gaps. Money comes into this area based on the PTA, which is an urbanized area, not based on Kentucky, not based on Indiana, based on the UVA. The UVA has a certain population that's residing in urbanized areas. And so what I'm saying is, because of that, Mark Smith needs to work together to try to fix those gaps. But also take the resources that the UVO has provided to try to identify those gaps. I think there are some opportunities, primarily in the way we roll out things, the way we engage the public and why we're rolling out those things. And it's just opportunity for improvement, and I'll leave it at that. So what happens next? So for about 60 days, our shop is going to be open to take comments. Will we take comments after 60 days? Sure. But 60 days is the deadline. Reason being, I have to have this report signed by May 3rd. May 3rd was the last time you, May 3rd, 2013 was the date of your last certification review. The report is not signed by May 3rd, it's going to be your last. And then it'll be on me, not you all. So 60 days to receive comments and for a meeting of team to analyze those comments. From that, we're going to summarize all that in a report. That report then will go through multiple chains of command, both at Federal Highway and FTA. Once all that has been analyzed and we've got their report and hopefully have it signed, what you will see is whether or not the appeal is certified. I'm telling you right now, the appeal will be certified and the appeal will do great work. You don't have to worry about that. All the other stuff, don't worry about it, the appeal will be certified. After that, my goal is to come back to you May 4th and present to the official body. Hopefully by then, myself and my colleagues will have some conversation on with the NPO, with the transit, to try to see what type of solutions we can come up with, which would probably potentially downgrade some of the things that we're missing. But With that, Mr. Chair, I am open for questions, but I do want to request that I be put on the agenda for May 4th, 2017.
Okay, we can do that. Any questions? Mayor?
Mr. Chairman, Mr. Johnson, thank you for your report, and thank you for recognizing the good work of the professional staff here. It's nice to hear the kind comments. For many years, I think we've had a really fine planning organization, so we appreciate the fact that others outside our community recognize it. I think I'd be remiss if I didn't at least comment on the couple of the opportunities. First, in relation to the NDOT and the communication, and I'll be interested to hear sort of greater detail, but if I understood you, you made a point about communication from NDOT to the public, and I would just tell you on projects of significance, I would tell you from my perspective, NDOT does a very good job of communicating important information to citizens all over the region. So that's just from my perspective. There may be some technical deficiencies and lack of data sharing, but I think since this is a public meeting and streamed live, I think it's important that people watching at home understand that there is strong communication, in my opinion, from NDOT to the general motoring public. Secondly, in relation to the transit, again, this is one I'll be very interested in seeing some specific comments, but the transit system, I think, has been very accepting, specifically of the COA and the recommendations from it, and we have implemented a number of those recommendations. As with any consultant's report, all due respect to any consultants that are watching or in attendance, we don't agree with everything that's been presented, and we have implemented changes from the COA that we think make sense from a transit perspective and a financial perspective. So I'll be interested in that, but I think it's important to note that as a result of the COA and just anecdotal feedback, that we have for the first time in the city's history implemented Sunday transit service. We changed fare structures we think that will help facilitate the financing of that, and we've made other route changes as a result of public feedback and the COA. So again, not necessarily get into any debate, but I think since it's a live public stream meeting, I think it's important that I get that information on the record. Thanks for being here. It's also great to note that we'll look at that certification.
Yeah. And let me clarify with the NDOT. We're not talking about the pavement. For instance, I use the example of the pavement, and what I said was, what you do not see is the state. We know that the state is collecting the pavement. And so my context of that is, from the public, when I look at what the NPL has, it doesn't matter if this is in the our city or county facility. That's the role that I'm going to take to get to where I want to get to. Okay? Now, in terms of transit, I'm going to say that you all have not. But I don't think that was said yesterday. And so based on what we received yesterday, we didn't face up what has to take. Now, in terms of citizens, I mean, we have to respond to them. And there were some comments that came up, and I agree with that. And so hopefully in the next 6 days we can have those conversations so that we can respond to the citizen appropriately. And that response is not a thorough response, or a city response, but a city that is a good response or a best response. Because there are some great concerns.
We'll be happy to work with you and the MPO to craft the appropriate response. Thanks.
Any other questions? Well, once again, thank you for allowing me to speak with you all today. As I said earlier, MPO is doing a great job. It is to be continued. And thank you, and I'll see you on the 4th of May. Thank you very much.
Thanks. Next item, Craig.
Thank you. couple of his administrative modifications does not actually force his administrative modifications. The first is in PS 41, and I'm 59 of I-64, planning to develop a corridor study project for a lot of the project cost on that to reflect the fee cost of $285,000. That is fiscal 17 funding, and it is one federal funding that is sent to state match. The second, from Warren County, over a road, section 3, Bell Road to 261, the road widening project, providing the right-of-way estimate and funding, fiscal year 17 right-of-way cost $1.045 million there, $836,000 federal ICP funds, and a $209,000 local match. The next is the covert avenues for the Evansville project, PS 41 to I-69, revised the right-of-way schedule, fiscal 18 right-of-way cost of $700,000, that's $300,000 in federal TMAC funding, $400,000 in local funds. Town of Newburgh, the following, requesting the last change from the Georgia Town Trail, Phase 3A, drill construction from Yorkshire Drive to Pollock Avenue, revised construction schedule for 2018, construction cost for any thing at this point, $958,000.
Any questions? Thank you, Craig. Item C, Matt.
My first item is in regard to the MTO Section 5210 grant application. Last month, we came before you with a public hearing to allow the public to provide comments on this application, which will be for a minivan for the Occidental nonprofit organization. Large transit vehicle for Easter Skills Rehabilitation Center and for administration for fiscal year 2018 for the MPO regarding this 5210 program. What we're asking today is for your approval to go ahead and complete and submit this grant into the FDA's TRAMS application software so that we can process started for this application.
Any questions? Entertain a motion for approval.
So
all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Next one, Matt.
Next one is very similar. This is for MET's fiscal year 2017 grant utilizing Section 5339 of the CMAC fund. Again, we had a public hearing last month regarding this application. This is for 5 transit buses. The Sunday service operational funds for 2017 and also the operational funding for Lynch and Walnut evening service for 2017. At that time, the mayor made some comments, commendations, I believe, about this service. So at this time, we're asking for your approval to go ahead and complete that application as well and submit that to FDA to the trainings.
Any questions? I entertain a motion for approval.
Second.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. This year looks like you're next again. You're back up.
INDA is actually requesting revisions to the images network within the MTAD on the INDOT site. So in your packet you can find a memo and it has 3 maps. The first one shows the INDOT's proposed NHS network. The second map shows the existing NHS network. And the third one shows the orbiting systems that have been, that INDOT is proposing to change. So originally when FSWA came up with the NHS network, they included all the roadway networks that were classified as the primary arterials or above. And later on last year, they released the guidelines for NHS network, what roadway should be on the network for the NHS network. So we reviewed all the criteria for NHS roads, and we agree with the INDOT proposal. And this is just a draft plan right now, and the next month we'll come back to you for the final approval.
Any questions? Thank you. Other business, approval of bills. I'd entertain a motion for approval.
So moved.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Next item is public comment. Anybody who would like to make a comment?
Mr. Chairman.
Yes.
Not public comment, but maybe member comment. Most of us, except maybe the newest members on the committee, know how professional and qualified our staff at the NPO is. I'm glad that the federal people that are doing the recertification recognize that just as we do. But I just want to thank them for the contributions that they make to our organization, which that's what this is, but also to our member cities to get the technical assistance and the help from them whenever we need it. Y'all do a great job.
Thank you, Russell. Yes, sir.
I'm Gibbs, citizen. I want to just underscore what was just said, and by Mr. Johnson, what he said. I'm just a citizen here, and I've had an opportunity over the last year or so to interact occasionally with EMPO and I've been enlightened considerably over what this process is. And my career primarily building highways and realized what effort we had to get a lot of times to get that, to get a contract and that kind of thing. But I just want to put that people who work very hard, very professional. And I've been enlightened and educated, and I thank all of you also. That's it.
Thank you for your comment. I guess we sometimes think that our staff does whatever they're supposed to do, and we kind of don't get too excited about it. But when others come in here and tell us what a fine job you're doing, you all get accolades and deserve them all. So thanks again. Any other comments? We're adjourned.